starting a private practice isn't what it used to be. Today's clinicians are starting private practices much quicker, easier, and cheaper than before. And they aren't guessing their way through it or getting stuck in analysis paralysis. They're following a tried and true roadmap in order to save time, money, and frustration. There is no reason to reinvent the wheel or struggle to figure out how to start a private practice on your own. We've helped thousands of SLPs and OTs through this process, and now we want to help you too. For a limited time, I'm offering a free copy of our private practice roadmap, specifically for SLPs and OTs who are curious about private practice and want to see what the journey looks like. To download your free copy, please visit startyourprivatepractice.com/roadmap to sign up. Now, on to the episode. Hey, Jenna Castor-Casbon here, and welcome to a very special episode of the Private Practice Success Stories podcast. Maybe you've seen me dropping hints on Instagram and other places. So in this episode, we're going to talk about the future of private practice and the biggest announcement in independent clinician history. Stay tuned. I'm Jenna Castor-Casbon, CEO of The Independent Clinician and founder of Private Practice School. First, I started my own private practice. And then over the past 15 years, I've worked with over 10,000 SLPs and OTs to start and grow their successful private practices so they can have more freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances. I created the Private Practice Success Stories podcast to share what's possible for you, your family, your clients, and your community when you choose private practice. We'll share everything from small private practice side hustles to flexible lifestyle private practices to traditional brick and mortar practices and everything in between. You'll meet regular clinicians just like you who followed our steps and are now living their private practice dreams. If they can do it, you can do it too. So let's get started. Okay, so first thing, you may have noticed that we have a new intro for the podcast, which speaks to some of the exciting changes for our company and for the future of the private practice business education space. Now, our company, The Independent Clinician, exists for two fundamental reasons. There are two core principles that drive what we do and why we do it. One is because we believe that private practices change lives. We know that private practices change the lives of clinicians who choose private practice for the freedom, flexibility, fulfillment, and finances. But they also change the lives of clients who have been going without services or stuck on wait lists. So more private practices means more services for children and adults who need them. Private practice is truly the bridge that helps everyone get what they need, which is why private practices change the lives of clinicians and clients and is truly a win-win for everyone. Now, the second reason why the independent clinician exists is to provide high-quality private practice education for SLPs and OTs. Private practices are businesses, and just like you went to graduate school for your clinical education, we exist to provide business education to help you not just become a business owner, but a successful business owner. And believe me, there's a difference. Now, most people don't learn much of anything about private practice in graduate school because they're focused on their clinical education. But if you're going to start a business, which has financial and legal implications, you need to develop your business education and skills in order to be successful. And right now, especially in this post-COVID era, SLPs and OTs are literally flocking to private practice. The desire for clinicians to literally break free from school and hospital systems that are no longer serving them or their clients is growing. Clinicians are overworked, overtired, and underpaid, and are simply not willing to put up with it anymore, and they're looking for other options. I believe that the number one way to take full control over your professional, personal, and financial life is through private practice. Now, when I started The Independent Clinician 15 years ago, back in 2008, I had no idea what it would become. Y'all, my vision was so small. I just wanted to help a few people. Now, 15 years later, we've helped over 10,000 SLPs and OTs start and grow their practices through the Start and Grow Your Private Practice programs and also through the private practice clinic forms. 10,000 people is a lot of people. But we didn't just help those people. Those 10,000 clinicians also served countless numbers of clients over the past 15 years. So our impact is potentially not just on tens of thousands of people, but likely hundreds of thousands of people. And we're not stopping there. The private practice movement is growing, and we as a company are growing too. We are growing into something bigger and better so that we can serve more clinicians on a deeper level, who will then in turn serve more clients on a deeper level. Now, in order to do this, we need to change some things about the structure of our company, the independent clinician. This is more than just rebranding, although you will see some new colors and a fancy new website. What we're doing is rebuilding. We are literally rebuilding the structure that our programs fall under and making it stronger and better. We are changing the game for the future of private practice education for our current and future students. Introducing Private Practice School. Private Practice School is the premier business education company for speech and occupational therapy private practitioners. We offer comprehensive programs for private practitioners at all levels that include education, coaching, community, and accountability. Now you can literally say, I'm going to private practice school to learn how to be a private practitioner. And yes, there will be t-shirts. Now, I want you to know that we are not replacing the Start and Grow Your Private Practice programs. Instead, we're making them even better in terms of outcome, support, and personalization. Our current and future programs will live within private practice school, which will also allow us to build out more programs and even electives so that our students can round out their business education. Now, this is not a certification program, but we do offer professional development hours, which people can put towards CEUs. Now, I'm really tempted, but I don't want to share all of our secrets yet. But over time, we're going to be building out some other really cool things too, like an alumni network, which will allow our students to connect online and in person. Our mission is to help at least 10,000 SLPs and OTs start private practices by the year 2034. Those 10,000 practices will go on to fill the provider gaps that exist all over our country and beyond. Just like psychologists have chosen to work outside of the box and choose private practice as their preferred vehicle, it's time for us to do the same. Private Practice School is the new center of the private practice movement. When I started my private practice at 26 years old, there was nothing, and I mean nothing, in the form of private practice education. So I saw a gap and I filled it. Now we've filled that gap, but it's time to strengthen our brand, strengthen our programs, and strengthen our mission to help 10,000 SLPs and OTs start practices in the next 10 years. The private practice movement is growing, and Private Practice School is at the center of it. If you haven't started your practice yet, let's get going. Head on over to privatepracticeschool.com right now and enroll in the Start Your Private Practice program. And let's help you get set up, started, and seeing private clients so you can help more people while making more money. If you've already started your practice, let's keep growing. Head on over to privatepracticeschool.com right now and join the Grow Your Private Practice coaching program so that we can help you level up your private practice and your life. It's time to scale your income and impact without scaling your time. The students in our program have gone from working 60 plus hour weeks in schools and hospitals with caseloads of 60 to 100 or more to having 3-day work weeks and 6-figure plus years by choosing private practice. And they aren't burned out and they love their jobs again because they're truly helping their clients. Private practice is truly an opportunity to change your life, your family's life, and the lives of your clients and their families. Gives me chills to think about all of the good that comes from clinicians starting practices. Just like your clinical education, private practice isn't something you learn about once and then you're good to go. What if you had taken just one course in autism? Would that have prepared you for your entire career? No. You've taken multiple courses and learned from multiple sources about how to grow your clinical education. Now it's time to do the same for your business education, which means going to private practice school. To learn more, please visit privatepracticeschool.com right now, enroll in whichever program is right for your level, and let's make your private practice dreams a reality together. See you in private practice school. Well, this episode might be over, but we don't have to say goodbye. Head on over to independentclinician.com for resources that will help you at each stage of your private practice journey. If you're on Instagram, let's connect. Follow me and send me a DM. I'm at Independent Clinician. And if you're on Facebook, make sure that you join the SLP and OT Private Practice Beginners Facebook group. All right, off to help more regular SLPs and OTs become successful private practitioners. Let me know if I can help you too.